Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is the Soundcheck Podcast from WNYC in New York.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. Violinist Owen Pallett started his career recording music under the name Final Fantasy, with songs that touched on the world of fantasy and video games. These days, Owen Pallett releases albums under his own name and has become a key contributor to the band Arcade Fire. Their recent collaboration earned Pallett and Arcade Fire an Oscar nomination this year for the score to the Spike Jonze film Her. Owen Pallett's upcoming album is called In Conflict, and it features collaborations with a big cast of musicians, a Czech orchestra, and on songs like this one, Brian Eno. In Conflict comes out later this month, but Owen Pallett's here in the studio to give us a sneak preview with a live performance. Here's Song for 5 and 6, live on Soundcheck.
You felt the terror of the infinite, stenciling your diagrams of trilogies and pyramids on the face of the infinite. Sing about a poetess, hyacinth around her feet, that it will never come again is what makes our lives so sweet. Do you agree? What a man wants and what a man will receive. Ooh, the sun has set on me and the gap between. What a man wants and what a man will receive. From the grave, I warn you with a bloody hand to never try to make the band. Said like a blister on the solo, the body will heal anyhow. The body gradually transform and lose its features one by one until it is as beautiful as the wind before the storm. Do you agree? What a man wants and what a man will receive. Ooh, the sun has set on me in the gap between. What a man wants and what a man will receive. rise to the town, victorious in war, the stick smash on the flatbed boys on the ball. The stick smash on the flatbed boys to the town, victorious in war, the stick smash on the flatbed boys on the ball.
Believe it or not, that was all live music from one man, one singer, one violinist. That's Owen Pallett performing live in the Soundcheck studio, and his song for 5 and 6 will appear on the upcoming album called In Conflict, out on May 27th. Owen Pallett joining us here in the Soundcheck studio. That's pretty impressive. I mean, we've seen people do live looping and layering before, but were you actually bowing the bridge of the violin at one point there?
Yeah, this is kind of like the catalog piece. I usually have a few sort of like build the loop, build the loop, build the loop, right, sort of songs, right, per record, but I only allowed myself one of those on this album, so I really wanted to incorporate as much as I could.
Right, yeah. So you went for it. Yeah, so
yeah, it's got everything.
Bowing the bridge as opposed to the string, and that produced that kind of sharp, kind of gritty sound that got into the loop there. And
right, it's actually running into a device that tracks audio information and converts it into synthetic sound. So I've got kind of that running for a lot of this song.
Right. So what began here in the studio as acoustic violin gets immediately transformed into something that sounds like electronic music.
Yeah, basically.
A couple of days ago, I did a blog post at soundcheck.org about how it seems like the sounds of vintage electronic music from like the 70s, early 80s is having a moment again. People are sort of coming back to those sounds. And today, we got the liner notes for your record, and there you are playing an ARP 2600, and a Juno, and a Mini Moog, you know, these old kind of vintage synthesizers.
Well, I mean, I could kind of offer you a very chin-strokey response to that. I think I will. You know, I mean, there's the tools of music and what allows it to be mass-produced and, you know, to be available, music production to be available in anyone's hands is, you know, the best thing. And it's a wonderful thing to give voice to anybody who wants to create music. But I think that what has happened as a result of the deluge of music that's come out of this is that there's been people kind of their ears prick up when they hear Stockhausen, you know, I mean, or older stuff that was just oscillators recorded to tape, which is why there's a fascination with Pauline Olivieros and all the older sort of electroacoustic composers from the 60s and 70s, and why people are really, really getting into it right now.
Right.
I think it has to do with ear fatigue more than anything. And it certainly is a case with me. I had no ear for Stockhausen when I was a teenager and was just kind of like, wow, this is some pretty wild atonal music. But now I hear it and it's just kind of like, you know, manna from heaven. Like, I'm like, thank God.
It's still wild. It's still atonal. But, you know, there's something cosmic about Stockhausen's music. Now, in terms of, especially if you talk about like the Licht cycle, those seven like enormous operas, one for each day. What I was kind of blogging about earlier this week were like the Tangerine Dreams and the Brian Enos and the Jean-Michel Jarres, who did this kind of long form electronic stuff. And it turns out Brian Eno is all over this new record of yours. How did that happen?
The story is so uninteresting to tell, but basically, you know, we crossed
paths. Make something up.
Basically, one day I was walking down the street in Surrey, and he pulled up in a limousine. I got into the back of it, and we drove out to
Seaside. So you are
lying. Yeah, I'm totally lying. We crossed paths a few times, and I asked if he wanted to sing backing vocals. It was actually the thing that really inspires me about Brian, and always has since I was first encountered his music when I was 12 or 13, was his songwriting voice, his lyrical voice. I just am really a fan of the way he uses language and the way that his voice just sounds like it. Well, he said it himself. He described his voice as like a pencil, like a sharp architect's pencil. And I can't think of a better metaphor than that. So, but yeah, he's always been a big inspiration to me on that level, as well as, of course, his production and ambient music and everything, but specifically his lyrics and his songwriting. So it made sense for me to ask him to do backing vocals.
Yeah, and then he ended up playing some guitar and some additional synthesizer, because he is, after all, Brian Eno and does all that stuff.
He did what he wanted. And we were really happy to have him.
Now, the album also includes the Czech Film Harmonic Orchestra. What is that?
There's a few different orchestras in Prague that all have very similar but different, distinctly different names, and all contain various, mostly the same people,
right?
In
right.
Different configurations, but it's one of the go-to orchestras that a lot of low-budget movies and people like me who don't have, you know, the money to go to London and get into Abbey Road that we have to rely upon. And luckily, fortunately for us, it's a fabulous orchestra, and it's been a pleasure to work with. This is maybe the fourth or fifth time that I've worked with them. And Mark Ronson actually was a guy who introduced me to this orchestra. We went out to do the Rumble Strips record, and after I saw how great they were, I did the Heartland Session, was my first solo work that I did with them.
So we're speaking with Owen Pallett about the new album called In Conflict. It features all of this, you know, the violin and the keyboards, Eno, the orchestra. How much of this album and the kind of orchestration, the arranging, how much of that was influenced by your own experience working in film? I mentioned the Spike Jonze movie Her in the intro, but you know, you've done other stuff as well.
Very little, to be honest. It's kind of comes from a completely different place, the work I do in film, and I think the only crossover is that it keeps my scoring skills sharp, that I'm fast with the software. Mm. But aside from that, it's if anything, they kind of take away from each other just from a time perspective.
So if you're writing songs, that's a completely different kind of creative experience than if you're writing a score?
On a functional level, it's the same thing. I'm sitting at a piano with pen and paper, but yeah, just mentally, it's a completely different position that I'm in.
Yeah. So you were mentioning a moment ago the sort of the influence of Brian Eno's lyrics. Very often he will write lyrics based on phonemes, you know, where he likes the sound, internal rhymes within words and phrases and stuff. Your lyrics on this record especially seem to be a bit more narrative. Like this song you're going to do next called I Am Not Afraid. There's a line about, I leave my violin unattended in a cab or restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
Is this, have you actually done that, or is this just like a fear of yours?
I have, as a crazy person, I have moments, I kind of thrive on problems that need to be solved. If everything's going great, then I kind of am, there's nothing wrong. But when things start to go wrong, that's when I feel like I'm in a position to really do good in the world. And so, yeah, there is a point when I do leave my violin at a coat check or something like that, and I come back and feel a distinct sense of disappointment that the next day I'm going to have to get my violin and continue on with this job that I love, instead of having to, you know, cry a few tears and try and track down a violin and cancel dates. It's really meant to be a bit of a metaphor it could get a little deep, but it's meant to be somewhat of a metaphor for queer maleness and the desire to give up, you know, what they have established as, you know, being this maleness that they despise, mm-hmm. That they look in and see and dislike in the people around them, and yet they are unable to let go of the privileges that their own physical maleness has engendered them. So does that make any sense?
Well,
you can make that connection?
Yeah. I mean, I can see where, especially elsewhere on the record and elsewhere in this song where you talk about not being able to have children and that sort of thing. So do you view this, are these part of queer culture, these songs? Are they coming out of that or referring to that somehow?
They are and they aren't, you know? Some of them are and some of them aren't. I'm Not Afraid definitely is very much about the sort of about the distance between gender dysphoria and just sort of beta male malaise or whatever you'd want to call it, something
right.
that me and many people I know just kind of experience as either as gay men or just as queer men or as people who don't even define themselves as men.
Well, and gender dysphoria, for folks who are not familiar with the term, is, you know, that's been around for decades now.
And it's an actual
condition, yeah.
But a lot of people, you know, there's this area where people do define themselves as gender queer without actually experiencing gender dysphoria. And, you know, there's tension in various scenes, you know, where, you know, I don't want to speak for anybody, obviously, other than myself. But there is some tension between, you know, different people and their experiences.
Mm-hmm. We're speaking with Owen Pallett, who is performing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today with some help on this song, I'm Not Afraid. We'll hear Matt Smith playing bass and keyboard bass or
no,
guitar?
No, he's just going to be singing on this one.
On this one, just singing. Okay. Yeah. And Jacqueline Horner, Quiet Tech, on loan from Anonymous 4, doing some backing vocals as well. You want to do the song for us?
Yeah, that's great.
All right. Owen Pallett with us here in the Soundcheck studio. The album is called In Conflict, and it comes out on May 27th. We're getting a bit of a preview here in the Soundcheck studio today. Owen moving to our piano for this next song called I Am Not Afraid.
I am not afraid, he said, of the non-believer within me. No delight at the pain of my enemies. No tears for any friends I have lost. You are not alone, I said. It is a trial to keep my belief suspended. I leave my violin unattended in a cab or a restaurant. And then when she started to sing, nobody could have called them crazy. An open chord forever unchanging, a holy eternal drone. I'll never have any children. I would bear them and eat them, my children. I'm gonna change my body in the light and the shadow of suspicion. I am no longer afraid. The truth doesn't terrify us. Ooh, my salvation is found in discipline, in discipline. Haven't had a smoke in years, but I will catch a drag if you are smoking. They told me to chew on a toothpick. They told me to take a deep breath. What is better is to punch a wall, to bin the boxes of your old love letters. Be impassive to the words that could save you, to need to see the world as ash. And I'll never have any children. I would bear them and confuse them, my children. And I'm not at all afraid of changing, but I don't know what good it would do me. Doesn't terrify us. Ooh, my salvation is found in discipline, in discipline.
That's music from Owen Pallett, live on Soundcheck. The song's called I Am Not Afraid. And no looping that time around. Owen Pallett playing our piano. Backing vocals from Jacqueline Horner Quietech and Matt Smith. That song will appear on Owen's forthcoming record called In Conflict. Once again, Owen Pallett performing tonight at the Bowery Ballroom here in New York. And heading back to the violin to play this next piece, which is called Soldiers Rock. And on this one, Matt Smith will, in fact, pick up the guitar. And Owen, once again, by the looping pedals and with the violin in hand. Soldiers Rock will appear as well on In Conflict when that album comes out on May 27th. Here is another live performance in the Soundcheck studio.
Put it round the shoulder of your lover.
Owen Pallett on voice and violin, Matt Smith on guitar and backing vocals. Soldiers Rock is the name of that song. Another live performance from Owen Pallett and appearing on the new album called In Conflict, which comes out on May 27th. Owen, as you well know, there's a kind of a community of musicians here in New York. I know you're from Toronto, but you've worked in this community of musicians who are equally at home in the indie rock world and a kind of contemporary classical world. People like Shara Warden, the singer, Bryce Dessner from The National, the composer Nico Muhly. You maintain a foot in both worlds yourself, right?
Well, I think the thing that's common between me and Bryce and Nico and Shara is that it's more just that we just don't have an eye for it. It's like we're a little bit colorblind. We've just never really seen the difference between working in one or the other, aside from, you know, some stylistic choices, you know, just thinking about whether or not it's going to be performed in a bar or if it's going to be performed in a concert hall.
And whether you need to have everything notated or you can just give somebody a set of chords. Or...
Exactly. I mean, I'm sure to listeners who they're able to see further, way more details than us, but we've all kind of got little bandages on our heads, you know, and don't really see the difference.
So what's the next big kind of concert music thing you're doing?
I don't actually have anything in the pipeline. I've been kind of entertaining some ideas to work on an opera, and I've been contacting various librettists about the way I'd do that and have a few offers in the pipeline. But no, these days I'm just really, I mean, my hands are really full with both the Arcade Fire tour and my own touring that I don't really have that much time for, you know, pleasure.
Not much time for those violin concertos and things like that.
No, no.
Although there was a violin concerto done in Toronto, what, about a year or two ago?
Yeah, it was premiered actually in Barbican in London, and then they had a repeat performance, and it's still being performed. Pekka's been performing it regularly. Which
That's
is
Pekka Kuusisto, the Finnish
exactly.
violinist, who is a really great fiddler, as you no doubt know. So the current project, In Conflict, comes out on May 27th. Owen Pallett with a new record on the way, and it's been great having a chance to kind of, you know, hear some of it in live performance today. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you. This was such a pleasure.
By the way, we shot video of today's session. Find it at soundcheck.org. And if you subscribe to WNYC's YouTube channel, we'll update you every time we post new videos. That does it for this installment of the Soundcheck podcast. Thanks for listening.